Welcome to the Te Ara Iwatai Christchurch Coastal Pathway. My name is Hano Sander, and I'm the chair of a Coastal Pathway group. We're standing on the platform near Rakiora Shag Rock, with a view of the estuary and across to South Shore. Here's Alistair Hutchinson, a retired environmental policy manager and passionate local historian.
Let's start looking towards the estuary here. This is the estuary of the Avon and Heathcote Rivers. Estuaries are where rivers meet the sea and where the salt and fresh water mixes up. Looking back towards Barnet Park, the Christchurch Yacht Club, one of the oldest yacht clubs in New Zealand, 1891, they started sailing there. The Maori name for the estuary is Te Ihutai, which is a lovely translation of the nose of the tide. And so the tide is everything in estuaries. This is the entrance to the estuary here. At half tide, it would be doing 7 knots past here. It's not a safe place to swim on the outgoing tide. The yacht club has a rule in its constitution. You are not allowed to go past the yacht club after the tide turns, because you just go straight out over the bar here. So it's actually a very beautiful place, spectacular place, but also a very dangerous place at the wrong time. So the two rivers, of course, that create the estuary are the Avon River, the Otakara River, which comes in from the west, and the Heathcote River, the Opalaho, which comes in around the Port Hills and is fed partly from the hills and partly from the springs. The Avon is spring-fed. They all get their water from the Waimak through underground water, basically. We turn out to sea here, and you see the breaking waves out there. That is the bar. Most estuaries have bars. They are formed by sand being deposited there. Over here, looking due west, is the spit. It is like a tongue of sand. It comes this way because the Waimakariri sand is actually feeding it, and it's cut off by this outlet all the time. But it changes, it goes back and forward a lot, depending on the storms and the calm periods. It can go back another 200 metres, 300 metres and endanger houses on the spit. In the 1920s, the end of the spit was right at Cape Rock. This outlet to the estuary is basically a highway for Maori transport up the river, up the Opalaho River, right through to Lake Ellesmere, through the Kashmir Swamp and into the Avon, into the swamps of Christchurch, which were incredibly productive. Now, the Europeans also, we all arrived by ship from overseas, and again, this was a major highway for people coming to Christchurch. Before the Littleton Road Tunnel was opened in about 1870, the bridle path was too steep for people to lug themselves and all their worldly goods over, so they would come by sailing ship round from Littleton, round through the narrow channel here, up here, and mainly up the Avon River to Christchurch, to a place called the Bricks, which is almost right in the centre of town. And cargo ships would go up the Heathcote, where an industrial area developed. It was a bit deeper. But this was very much a sea highway for people, probably from 1850 to almost 1900. There were quite large ships coming up here and up the rivers, and the estuary was staked. The channels were deeper and there were stakes every few metres so the ships could go up in the channels. Many ships were lost and there were many drownings.
Thanks for joining us. You'll find more audio guides along the pathway, including one just a few hundred meters down the pathway at Golan's Point.